VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some rebel forces in Yemen that had the backing of Iran are being designated by the U.S. as a terror group, AP's Norman Hall.
The Biden administration is expected soon to reclassify Houthi rebels in Yemen as specially designated global terrorists. The move follows dozens of attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The group says the attacks are in response to Israel's military operations in Gaza in the aftermath of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. The administration is expected to make the redesignation announcement on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
After 100 days of war, Palestinians are keeping up the fight against Israel, AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting.
Palestinian militants have been battling Israeli forces in devastated northern Gaza and have launched a barrage of rockets from further south. In a show of force, more than 100 days into Israel's massive air and ground campaign against the tiny coastal enclave. The fighting in the north, which was the first target of Israel's offensive and where entire neighborhoods have been pulverized, shows how far Israel remains from achieving its goals of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages captured in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A barrage of U.S. coalition and militant attacks in the Middle East are compounding U.S. fears that Israel's war in Hamas and Gaza could expand. Massive U.S. and British military strikes failed to stall the assault on Red Sea shipping by Yemen-based Houthis. Houthis fired missiles at ships in the wake of the U.S. strikes, and Iran has now bombed targets in Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan. Chaotic wave of attacks and reprisals involving the United States, its allies, and foes suggest the retaliatory strikes have not been deterred and that the broader regional war that the U.S. has spent months trying to avoid was becoming closer to reality. This is VOA News. Israel comments on a report of Iran striking a Mossad site. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Israeli government spokesperson Avi Haman said in a briefing on Tuesday that he would not speculate when asked about Iran's assertion that it struck a Mossad site.
What I will say is that Iran continues to use its proxies to attack Israel on multiple fronts. We condemn Iran's activities, and we call on the international community to stand up in defiance of Iran and call for peace in the region.
Iranian media reported late on Monday Iran's Revolutionary Guards hit what they called an Israeli espionage center in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Shell has reached an agreement with a consortium of companies to sell its onshore businesses in Nigeria's Niger Delta in a deal worth $2.4 billion. It is the latest move by the London-based energy major to limit its presence in the challenging Delta environment, where it's faced decades-long local pushbacks towards oil exploration. Activists want Shell to address environmental damage, and such as compensation for affected communities, as a condition for the government's approval of the deal. Shell says the deal is designed to preserve its commitments, including remediation where spills occurred in the past. After a wave of violence struck Ecuador, its armed forces have been patrolling the country's waterways as part of their efforts to combat criminal organizations. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
In the Gulf of Guayaquil, Navy officers looked over the commercial vessels and fishermen navigating near the ports on Tuesday. She says, we radically changed the focus we have on security in our country's internal control. Through military operations, we have been able to carry out activities to counteract and neutralize the 22 groups labeled as terrorists. Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa declared a 60-day state of emergency last week after outbreaks of violence. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
While the U.S. is shivering through bone-chilling cold, most of the rest of the world is feeling unusually warm weather. Scientists Tuesday say that fits what climate change is doing to the Earth. What's happening in the U.S. is a temporary polar vortex outbreak of chilly air escaping its normal Arctic jail. But scientists say this is happening more frequently as the Arctic warms 3 to 4 times faster than the rest of the globe. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.